Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 403. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I am.
And yeah. Jeff is here, too.
Yeah.
Sounds so enthusiastic about it, so.
I use all my energy into doing the hosting duties on Movie Dudes by the time we get here. I'm like,
yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm here. I didn't go anywhere. Still in the recording booth. Yeah, so we missed last week. Pete was away and Jeff was sick, so we skipped that. Took a week off.
Chris was afraid to podcast with me.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I had just only played more God of War, and I didn't want to continue to trash the kid that I don't like, so that everybody else likes, but I don't like, and. And it's like I don't want to spoil things in that game until maybe we're all finished it. So we should talk about things in that game after we finish it, though.
Yes, we should.
We'll spoil everything for everyone everywhere.
Tony, what have you been playing besides God of War, though?
I've gotten back into Jeff's favorite franchise, which is the Total War franchise, because there was a new game out. Total War Sagas, Thrones of Britannia.
Okay.
Which is, they've kind of split their team into different elements, so now they have some working on, like, the fantasy stuff that you get in the Warhammer games, and then there's a historical team working on these sagas. So it's a Total War game based on 9th century England.
Okay.
The era of Alfred the Great. So you're trying to, like, forge this kingdom while simultaneously fighting off Viking invasions.
Cool.
So it's a pretty cool premise. It ends up having to, struggle and fight a lot. The interesting thing about it, though, is that I'm used to Total War games being incredibly long, and I obtained a short campaign victory in like 15 hours. And then I got the long campaign victory in about 25 hours. So in terms of like a Total War game, it's like, I guess you might even call it introductory length. Like if you wanted to get into a historical Total War game, like this is one you could actually finish. The game itself has some very interesting ideas. There's this concept the series has struggled with for a long time, where if you send an army to besiege a city, it doesn't really like suffer at all. The city takes attrition eventually when it runs out of food, but the army besieging the city has never really had any sort of consequences. So they added this concept of supplies. So you have to bring supplies with you. And when you run out of supplies, your army will start to die off. So you kind of like can't send out an army and have them take city after city after city after they have to rest and recuperate and get their supplies back before they can move on. Or if you don't plan ahead, then your troops will all die. Starvation. That was a kind of a cool thing to throw in there. The battles are a lot of fun. I especially like the siege battles. For some reason, everything lights on fire now. This didn't happen before. But
fire's cool.
Yeah, so you besiege a city now, and you're fighting a battle in the city, and you'll be like, oh, half the city's on fire. What did I do? Oops, sorry. kind of cool to fight by the flames. So, It is. I mean, it's another Total War game. It has every basic of Total War you've ever had in a Total War game. But it is highly entertaining. And the first historical game they've done in a while, because they've kind of been on that Total War Warhammer kick.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to see them come back to the real world and do some real
world. Weren't you just playing like a real world one, or am I crazy?
You're crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the last one was, what, Attila?
Yeah, Attila, which was
3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. So it's been a while. This game is actually in the Attila engine, like an upgraded version of it, obviously, because it's several years later, but same engine. That engine, frankly, though, was pretty flawed. Like it had some issues. It would crash a lot.
Okay.
That they seem to have fixed that. I haven't had a single crash yet. So it's fun. Cool. It's cheap. as far as Total War games go, the sagas are meant to be like little bite size pieces compared to the other games, so they're only $40 instead of $60. But I mean, you get the whole Total War package.
Yes, I was just checking, I checked Steam, and I was looking over some of the user reviews, and the ones that are negative seem to mostly be like, this is like so short for a Total War game. Like,
yeah, I was really shocked when the victory, like there's a little victory cutscene that pops up when you complete. I'm like, now? That was quick. Whatever.
Nice.
There's more Total War to play. So it's kind of like you can play through that, and you can play through the long. And then after the long victory, which is where I am now in the campaign I was playing, there was like an ultimate battle where two huge Viking armadas arrive and you have to fight them off. So that's kind of what I'm in the middle of now. So it's not like you run that victory sequence and there's nothing left to do. That's kind of false.
Is there a... You said that they've kind of split them, so they have the historical team and then the fantasy team. Mm-hmm. Are they working on something other than Warhammer? Or
so there's actually three teams. So there's one working on sagas, which are like little bite-sized pieces of previous games. There's a team working on it's like the Three Kingdoms era in China, which is a brand new like big historical Total War game. And then there's a team working on the third Warhammer game.
Okay, so they're going to do another Total Warhammer.
Yeah.
All right.
Which I'm going to have to hop into because they're releasing an expansion at the end of May, I think. So I'm going to have to go back to Total Warhammer 2.
When I think didn't the last expansion add like a whole bunch of stuff that like bunch of
And this one does too, so it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Nice. You play anything else?
God of War. Those two things.
Okay. We're gonna hold off on God of War till the two of us finish that, because
that's right.
Pete's done and Jeff is done. So Jeff, what have you been playing?
I have mostly been playing, well, recently, and most recent game is Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, again edition on the Switch.
For a console that people actually own edition.
Yeah. it's the same game that came out in 2014 on the Wii U. Not a whole lot, like, different really, except for the new character that they added, Funky Kong, who does change the game up and makes it more possible to beat. I think that game is very difficult. Maybe it's just me. Like, I thought Donkey or Tropical Freeze is like a really, really hard game. I spent a lot of 2014 like going back to it and trying to progress, and I don't think I never beat it. I think I got really far. I think I got near the end, but in fact, I know where I got stuck, which is they have these levels which are terrible. Like these levels where you have to like ride a rocket through the level, and you do so by exclusively just pressing B. So you have no control over anything except like how fast you press B determines like how high or low you go are going on the screen. It's just terrible through the really long levels that are really hard. So it's like they fucking suck. And at least here, at least when you're playing as Funky Kong, after you die like 10 times in a level, it's just like, you know, hey, if you want, just go to the next level. And you know, it'll just be marked as unbeaten on your map, so you can go back to the ones you've unbeaten.
You make this sound really good, Jeff. I'm really sold on this game. I want to play it.
What's great about it is, you know, hey, here's a game I plugged away at through most of 2014, could not beat, and here I am. I bought it a week ago. I beat it over the weekend, so it changed it a lot, you know. I had to skip those rocket levels. I cannot with those. Like, I cannot fucking deal with that shit. I think they're bad. I think they're, like, bad, just like a bad on a conceptual level in a game that is otherwise just like pristine and perfect and like perfectly designed. I don't understand who came up with those levels and why they thought that was a good idea to include them in the game. There's like probably three of them spread out over the six worlds. You could have just put more like fucking minecart levels because there's only like one of those. So minecart levels are fun, at least in my opinion. They're fun, a lot more fun than fucking the rocket. So yeah, like it was cool to revisit this game that I think is like for the most part really awesome, but have it be more approachable. So like Funky Kong has certain huge advantages over the other characters. He can step on spikes. He can double jump, which none of the other characters can do. He can float for like a crazy amount of time by holding down the A button. And perhaps most important of all, whereas every other Kong starts a level with two hearts, he starts with five. So that's a huge, huge advantage. Yeah. So yeah, he makes the game beatable. And whether you play as him or you don't, like, I do think it is a really good game. Like, I know, Chris, like, you're not, like, into the Donkey Kong series, are you?
I don't really like the Donkey Kong. Well, I never really liked the Donkey Kong Country games, and Donkey Kong 64 is bad, so I haven't really tried since then.
So you like the original SNES one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the original one is the best of those, but I'm not a fan, like, overall.
Yeah, that's actually, like, I like the series in general, but that's still my personal favorite is the very first one. I think a lot of it has to do with, like, dude, I don't know if you remember at the time, like, that shit was mind-blowing at the time, like,
oh, yeah,
in terms of graphics, at least.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were.
So, yeah, but I just like the whole kind of aesthetic. Like, I like how those games play, and, you know, the newer ones play like that still, and I like the music and the look of those games, you know? Like, so...
Right.
I think Tropical Freeze is, like, a really good one. I don't know how you would feel about it, Chris, but if you want a platforming challenge, there you go. Like, even playing as Funky Kong, some of the bosses are pretty challenging. I was thinking to myself, like, how did I ever beat this boss with only fucking two hearts? Like, this is insane. Like, you could buy one-use hearts to go, like, you could go in the level with extra hearts.
Right.
but, like, even then, I'm like, dude, these things are possible. Like, the final boss, I bought, like, all these extra potions and shit on top of the five fucking hearts that I had. But, yeah. Tropical Freeze, I recommend it to people who have not played it on the Wii U. And if you did and you were like me and you found it, like, just a tad too hard, it might be worth owning again on the Switch just because it is a really good game. And you might be able to beat it this time.
Nice. So,
yeah. Other thing I've been playing is SSX3.
Yeah. How's that play on the Xbox One?
It plays great once you get used to like the controls and stuff. Like, you know, it's been a while since I've played it. It's weird because like you basically have to use the D-pad. Which I did not know at first, and the game does not like it's not like a modern game where they like really like hold your hand and explain how to play before you get going.
Right.
They're just kind of like go.
This was still back in the era where there were instruction manuals in the box.
Yeah, so it took me like the first night I bought it, I played it for like 10 minutes. I was like, oh fuck, I've made a huge mistake. I shouldn't have bought this. Like, this doesn't hold up, or like I don't know how to play, and it's not being very forthcoming with how to play. So a couple of nights later, I was like, God damn it. I remember really loving that game. I used to own it on GameCube, I think. And I remember loving it. So I was like, come on, let's give it a chance. I sat there for like 3 hours just like dicking around with it until I just like figured everything out on my own. And I was pretty hooked for like a week there. I was like playing the shit out of it. Like, once you, like, get back into the groove of things, that game is, I think, a fantastic arcade sports game. Like, I really think the level on that level design in that game is like superb. It's like better than anything in any of the Tony Hawk games. Like, there's just, if you fuck up and miss a turn or go a wrong direction accidentally, you're gonna find a whole new path that's filled with all sorts of cool shit. I'd say 90% of the time. It's insane how many secrets and stuff there is are in those levels. I don't know if you did. You guys like play that game back in the day?
No,
I don't think I played three. Well, I played one and Tricky, and then I didn't play it again until the reboot.
Dude, three is so good. Like, again, I don't think I ever played Tricky, so, and I know a lot of people like that's their favorite, but SSX3, like, it's cool. All right, the game is composed basically of three worlds. Like, there's three peaks. And each peak, the final level you have to do is all the levels from that peak strung together into one long run. Like, they, like, flow together. Like, you're
that's floating. That's cool.
And at the end of the game, it takes all the levels from the whole game and makes it one long run down a mountain.
Oh, God.
So it's like, I think it takes about 35 minutes to go from top to bottom of the mountain at the end of the game. And you just do that just for fun, to fuck around and see, like, how many points can I rack up? Like, or just to, it's fun. Like, it's fun to play it. So,
right.
I always love that about SSX3, the way it, like that idea of, like, hey, this is all one interconnected world. And at the end, you get to play it as such. Like, I think that was a pretty cool idea at the time. So, I don't know, man. It's $10 on Xbox. I really love how much Microsoft is, like, kind of, like, supporting, like, backwards compatibility and adding to the 360 and original Xbox library.
Yeah, they've added quite a bit with
like, they just added more original Xbox games. It's like, they don't have to do that. Like, no one expected them really to do that, you know?
So they just added, cool, like, six, you know, like, really cool Star Wars games. I think they added Morrowind.
Yep.
Yeah. I need to play Morrowind. I always wanted to play that console game.
I watched, like, a clip of that, and I'm like, this is, like, primitive Skyrim. Like, it's crazy. Oh, yeah, like, yeah. The music is the exact same music from Skyrim. I was like, holy shit. Crazy.
Yeah. They're doing a great job on that front, at the very least. So.
Yeah. The future, or the present, maybe not so much, but, like, hey, it's at least cool. Like, it's something that really Sony's not doing.
Right.
Or at least not as much.
Well, they're doing it in a different way, right? Like, they're,
yeah.
You can get PS2 games on the PS4, but, like, it's only, like, you need to rebuy the game. Like, if you have the disc for Microsoft, like, you can just pop it in there.
Like, I could pop in my copy of Conquer right now and play it. Like, yeah. It's awesome. That's pretty cool.
And like, it's updating some of these games as well, and, like, you don't have to pay for the update. It's just there. Like, so some of these games, like Fallout 3, I think, has a 4K update, and, like, there's a bunch of games that they've just upgraded on the back end.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, oh, Microsoft's nailing the end of it. It's just like, you know, and when we get into, like, news, like, I just hope they have some cool shit to show at some point soon. I don't know.
Or anything. Anything.
Yeah.
Anything will be nice, right?
Anything at this point.
Well, speaking of, like, cool arcade sports games, I've been playing Super Mega Baseball 2.
Ooh, that's, I tried that out as well. Play for free.
Yeah, that's the one of the free games with gold for this month. Do you guys remember playing, like, sports games, like, specifically, like, RBI baseball and stuff like that on,
yep,
the NES and SNES? That's what this is. Like, very much that's what this is. And it's a ton of fun. Like, there's a lot of personality to the character models and the design of everything. It's very easy to jump into. It's not super simmy like a MLB The Show.
Not at all.
So, like, no. you're swinging and pitching. Like, that's Like you're probably not waiting around for balls and strikes to come across. Like it's not going to be like a wait and play game. You're going to be swinging most of the time. You can like wait pitches out, but it's more fun to just hit the ball and get moving.
And I think fielding and base running and stuff is like pretty straightforward.
Oh, yeah,
and like
yeah.
Not super deep or anything. Like,
yeah, I mean, for most of it, like it's like a lot of the fielding, like pop flies and stuff, are just handled straight up for you.
Yeah,
that's funny.
But like, like nice, like hard hits into the gap, like you can dive for them, or something like might go over your head. You can jump up for them, and you do have to throw to the base you want to get them out at. So there's just enough defense to keep you engaged on that end of it. But it's not like the minutia of like, all right, I have to get this guy over here, and then I have to make sure I hit the cutoff man. And it's just a fun kind of setup of a game. And there's a really cool difficulty system. They call it Ego.
Ego.
So you just I think it defaults at 15, which is like casual. And when I first started playing, I was like, you know, you're trying to get the hang of it. But now I've ramped it up a little bit since then, because it does get to a point where you're kind of like understanding when to swing the bat, and where to throw pitches, and how to hit them, like how to like, you know, hit the targets on your pitches. And so you're just kind of like spanking the AI. But you can upgrade the difficulty a little bit, and it's incremental and like one notch at a time. Like there's 100 different ego levels, and you can just keep incrementing it up one at a time until you kind of find that right nice level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a full season mode.
How long is the season?
48 games is the long season. There's a medium season, which is 24. And then there's a short season, which I think is 16.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, and the games take like a half hour. Like a 9-inning game takes a half hour. If you're playing exhibition, I think it starts out.
It's five.
It's like a 5-inning game, so
yeah. You
can blow through that stuff quick. Like, there's a ton of different modes. There's like a playoff mode. There's a, you know, you can do the season mode, but there's also custom season mode where you can kind of create your own team and your own characters and edit your jerseys. And it's pretty cool. There's a ton of features in it. It's just a lot of fun. Like, I'm really enjoying it.
It does look like you could do a lot of the modes to like two players, whether couch or online. Like, at least it looked like that to me. Like, when I was looking through the menus, I was like, somehow you could go through this shit with a friend.
Yeah, I think so.
I couldn't get the pitching down. So the way the pitching works is, like, you select whatever pitch you want, you target where you want it to go, and then you hit A, and then, like, a fucking cursor, like, moves across the strike zone, and you have, like, a second or two to move the cursor towards the dot where you want it to go.
Yeah, so there's like,
and
there's
I couldn't react ever fast enough. Like, I always flustered me, and I would sometimes move the stick in a direction and randomly get it closer to the target area. But like, sometimes it would just be like missed. Like, it would just say missed.
Yeah,
like I didn't even like do
that,
anything.
The closer you get the closer you get to the target, the closer you're going to be in that pitch. Sometimes missing though is fine. Like.
It still works out. Like,
yeah, as long as you're kind of still in the strike zone and you fool the batter, you'll be fine.
And you're still setting up your pitches, like going, okay, I want to do a slider, and you know, here's where I want to land. Like, it'll still, but like, you know, it just helps your accuracy a little bit. But I don't know why, but every time I get flustered, like every time I'm just like, I don't know, because like I can't anticipate which way the cursor is going to move across the screen. I wish it would just be sitting still somewhere, and then I move it as fast as I can, or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Right, like, or starts in the middle,
and then starts to go in a direction, and then and then I have to respond because it just comes from any random direction out of nowhere, and you're just like, left, up, right. I don't know. Like, and then you just press a direction, hope it goes okay. Like, But yeah, it seemed that game seems pretty fucking cool, especially for a free game. Like, it is that old school baseball.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And you guys see the fucking video Dan Reichert posted.
Oh yeah, with the sleep. And if you check out my timeline as well, I actually posted it before Breaker is. But yeah, it's like you can hit you'll hit the pitch, and sometimes it'll go directly back at the pitcher.
Kill the pitcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like he just laid out flat, and he didn't fucking ever get up for the rest of the play. Like he was just like he died. Like it's like holy shit.
Yeah, I've actually had it where that pitcher has gotten, like, not back up during that play, but they get back up and they continue to pitch, and it'll, there is a meter on the right that'll tell you how your guy is doing and how the pitcher is doing for the other team, and it'll say injured or rattled or, like, a bunch of different, indicators of how messed up he is. So there's actually some really cool depth to the game, like outside of like the comic-y nature of it.
Hey, a really weird thing I couldn't figure out, and it's probably because I'm stupid, is like I could not figure out how to change out my pitcher. Like, can you do that?
Yeah. There's something on the screen that'll say substitute.
Yeah, I've done that, and it only lets me go through the batting lineup.
No, yeah, because your pitcher is your ninth batter. So you go to the pitcher and then pick a new pitcher.
Okay, I'm an idiot. There you go.
And
that's why.
And if you're doing it during, so if you're subbing the pitcher out during batting, it'll give you the pinch hitter list. But if you're changing them otherwise, it'll give you the pitcher list.
Okay. Cool. I'll probably play some more of that. It's pretty fun, man.
Yeah, it's quite a fun game. One other thing that I touched on a little bit is I've been playing Fortnite, and Fortnite just released a new game mode on Tuesday called the Infinity Gauntlet, which is a tie-in with Marvel Infinity War, and it'll tell you where the circle is, so 100 people are dropping in. And then a meteorite crashes with the gauntlet, and the first person to get it can wear the gauntlet and become Thanos, who has 200 shields and 500 health. And when it first launched on Thursday, I think my son said it was 300 shield and 700 health.
Oh, God.
And they've lowered that. It is now 200 shield and 500 health.
They're like, oh, we made him immortal. He wins every time.
my son won twice on his way to school, playing on the phone, because Thanos was so, he had 11 kills. just people. But yeah, so he now has 200 shields, 500 health. Health does not regenerate, but if he gets a kill, the shield will regenerate. You kind of want to team up with other people to take him down. And then it's kind of a race to get the gauntlet and become Thanos. I have not become Thanos yet. I have helped kill Thanos once, but then somebody sniped me as I was trying to get to the gauntlet. And then I saw the gauntlet, and there were three of us, and I killed the two people that were going there, and then somebody else came up and killed me right at the end, just as I was about to pick it up. So, but it seems pretty cool. Thanos is really strong. He can shoot lasers. He can jump really high. He punches people really hard. And you can make him dance, which is ridiculous.
You can make, yeah, I saw videos of him dancing.
Yeah. Yes. It's fun. It's stupid but fun. So if you're playing Fortnite, which is free, it's definitely worth a shot giving the mode a go. It's probably only around for like a week or two, so that's it for what I've been playing. Jeff, there was some news though.
Yes, there was. What do you got? What do you want to start with? E3 or the Nintendo Online?
Can you give us the Nintendo news?
Okay, so Nintendo said what their like new online subscription service is gonna be. Well, what did I catch of it? When does it launch? Trying to get this is why we need our news people here.
God damn
I think
it,
it launches in this
February.
it like launches in
All right.
September or something.
Here we go.
September. All right, where is it?
We're really good at news.
So
I
bad
can't find the
news.
date.
I haven't been paying attention at
All
all,
right.
so.
So I just pulled up the Polygon thing. What is Nintendo Switch Online?
That's what I'm looking at too.
Subscription-based online service for Switch games. When does it launch?
I don't think they have that in the article. That's why we fucked up. We both fucked up. But it launches in September. I know this much, okay? It is I think $20 per year, or you could
Yes.
do 1 month for $4 or 3 months for $8. But fucking just buy a year, you cheap
God damn,
bastard.
yeah.
It's $20.
$20.
But it's kind of slim pickings, I think. It's like you get cloud saves, they let you play online, which you could do right now for free. You just won't be able to do it for free anymore. And I guess the big thing is you will get some classic Nintendo games. And right now it is 20 NES games. Actually, 10 of them to start with, and then 10 more coming.
Okay.
So, and I'll just say what the 10 are that are going to be out like when it launches in September. Ice Climber, Zelda, Balloon Fight, Soccer, Tennis, Mario, like Mario Bros, the original arcade game, Super Mario Brothers, Dr. Mario, Mario 3, and Donkey Kong, which is like, yeah, like those are some good games for sure. Like Mario 3, awesome, right?
You're
But
sure,
like
but not games you probably are going to play, right? I mean,
I mean,
you're not going to get
who
a whole lot
knows?
of play out of any of those games because they're NES games, so like 6 hours long at most.
Right. Like, I mean, you probably like run through Super Mario Brothers, maybe run through Mario 3.
I'll play Donkey Kong for free, like the original Donkey Kong, like whatever, like
Yeah.
you'll hop over some barrels,
But
you'll have a good time.
play a little Dr.
Here's the
Mario.
thing, like that offering, like this is just my opinion now. Like that offering, like that section of what the Nintendo online service has to be like way more robust than that. Like one, why is it only in NES games, dude? Like those games are good and they hold up relatively well, but you know what holds up better? Super Nintendo. You know what
Well,
else would be nice? GameCube. Like you have a large library spanning like all of game history. Like what the fuck?
yeah, and the other thing is like, and the NES Classic is out there. Like, people have these games, right? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I
Even in terms of NES offerings, it'd be interesting to be like, here, like, guess what? First time on virtual console or anything, Contra. They haven't put that out yet. Fucking NES Contra. Like, or just weirder, like, ones that are, like, less obvious than the 20 classics that they always throw out there,
Well, I do see that all of these are Nintendo published. There are no third party NES games here.
Yeah, but I think, well, again, we are hoping that, at least I am hoping
Yeah.
that it's more than just first party NES games for the life of it.
I mean,
Like, they
I
needed to promise more.
hope it's more than just first party anything. Like,
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Do you think it's possible that Nintendo thinks it's, like, cool to just put NES games? Like, and that's it? Like, it just sounds completely insane if true.
yeah, I think that they're going to need to do more than just NES games. They have to. Like, you can't
Least,
just get by with that.
especially if like this is replacing what would be the virtual console. Like they said that there's not going to be a virtual console like where they are just releasing games for you to buy. So if you have to get the subscription service and there's like a random library to choose from, like please diversify it a little bit more than that. Like, I don't know.
I do wonder if they're thinking that companies are just going to, because I mean, there are like, what is SNK? Somebody is like releasing like their own classic games individually on the Switch. So maybe they're thinking like Sega and some of these other companies will be doing that as well.
I don't care what you call it or whatever. Like, if
yeah, it doesn't need to be called virtual console, right?
Like, I just want classic games. Just give me the classic games, and just it's just frustrating because like Nintendo, for one, like they started that whole trend. Their original virtual console on the Wii is by far the best one they've done. Like the Wii U one was not even as good. They had like every TurboGrafx game on there. Like it was insane. And for them just scale it back each generation is just like, what are you doing? Like, it's free money, dude. I will buy some of this shit.
Yeah, they could just keep releasing these and people will continue to buy them. So,
another thing that's frustrating about it, though, is like Nintendo has that library personally. Like, their first party stuff is awesome. And they're going to sit there and just sit on them. Like, just like, here's Dr. Mario and Balloon Fight for the 8 billionth time. Here's Balloon Fight.
Right.
That's my thoughts on it. I don't know. Like, there's not much to it. But again, it's $20 a year. So I'm not like, I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Whatever I get out of like that free, or not free, but like the streaming games on there or whatever is, I mean, I guess it'll be end up being worth it. I guess, oh yeah, there was one other cool thing is they're adding like online play to these old NES games somehow.
That's weird.
Whoa. Playing Mario 3 on like co-op online? Is that...
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, that would be actually kind of cool, I guess. Like,
yeah, or play like, you know, Donkey Kong 2-player, like where first player's playing and then the second player plays, like, but you're playing online instead. Like, that could be cool.
Yeah, it could be all right if they had a proper chat, especially.
But, yeah, and you're still going to have to use your phone app for that, evidently.
Yeah, or like, you might as well just use whatever app you already have on your phone. Just, you know what I mean? Like, or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, but that's, I don't know. I think that's basically it. Like, there's other little things, but. And yeah, that's what I think. I think need more games, Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see when they announce the other 10 games how it's going to be. So. And then there was another leak, right? E3 leak?
Leak it.
All right. So, did you all see this? The Walmart Canada thing?
I heard of it. I didn't see everything that was leaked.
Yeah, so I guess they accidentally listed a bunch of E3 games with like just blank cover art, you know, just in placeholder, you know, price and date shit on it. So it's like, I think it's real because it was Walmart Canada that did it. Like, it's not like someone made this up. It's just a question of whether any of this is accurate or not, right? I don't know, Chris. Is there a question whether this is real at all? Like, I think it was legitimately on Walmart Canada.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess we don't, like, none of this has been confirmed by anybody out there right now. And what, there's some weird things on there about, what they, and stuff that one just is not accurate at all, right? Like, Forza Horizon 5 is not the next Forza Horizon game, because they've only made 3 of them.
Yeah. Now that could easily be a typo.
Yeah.
You know, I think the weirdest thing for sure is Rage 2. Like, I guess that game might be sold well, right? Like,
I don't think it sold great. It definitely was not fun. I did not enjoy it.
It's just surprising if true, I think. That's the one thing that sticks out to me where I'm like, this can't be. Like, I don't doubt whether, like, Walmart Canada listed these things, But I do doubt whether, like, how accurate any of this shit is. And I think at best it's partial. I think there's things that they would not know yet as well.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some guesses here, right? Like, it just says Assassin's Creed. Like, it's like they're just guessing that there's an Assassin's Creed game coming this year.
Now, maybe retailers do know. Maybe retailers have talked to Ubisoft and they know that there's going to be an Assassin's Creed this fall. But also, yeah, like you said, it could just be they have a strong hunch that there's going to be something. Like, so they made a listing.
There's been one year in the last decade where there hasn't been an Assassin's Creed game. Yes, some of this stuff is like, I mean, Borderlands 3 has been hinted at for years. Lego DC Villains seems like a legit leak. Like,
yeah,
like that sounds like something they would do.
There's a couple weird things for me though, for sure. Like, all right, Xbox front. They got Forza Horizon 5, like you said, which is makes no sense. Gears of War 5, which I think is strange because it should be Halo's year.
Yeah, right. Like, Gears 4 came out after Halo 5, so I would think that, like, if you're going big game, like Halo 6 would be the next big game, unless something happened in that development that really went off the rails. But
I don't know, but it would be surprising, like, I think, for like them to turn around and have another Gears of War out before there's a new Halo. Now maybe Halo
Gears
needs a strong reboot, I don't know, but
Gears 4 was only 2 years ago. It's normally like they're normally about 3 years in between.
Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know.
I know personally for me, I'd much like if all we're getting out of Microsoft is super unimaginative shit like that, I would much rather have just a brand new regular ass Halo than a brand new Gears of War. Like, I like them both, but Halo would get me slightly more excited.
I don't even think I got through the campaign to the last Gears of War game.
It was fun.
I did. It's okay. Like, I don't know.
You get to play as a giant robot at the end.
That would involve
you're right.
To the end. Like, I have no urge to play. I think maybe it's just the third person shooter market, but I just have no urge to play through another game like that.
I think as a third person shooter, it's pretty good. Like, it's
this game is definitely really good. It's just,
like, mechanically, it's the most competent, I think, of the third person shooters. But yeah, it's just super derivative of everything else, right? It's just enemies coming at you. And you should.
Yeah, I don't entirely love the art style all the time. Like, I don't like the character, like the way the characters look and shit. Like, I've always thought they look dumb. But, and like, like you said, Chris, there's not like a whole lot to it. But then, like, Halo's kind of that too. It's like waves of fucking shit, really, kind of, you know? I just like Halo more.
Fair. I think the Final Fantasy VII remake for Xbox One seems weird.
Was that supposed to be exclusive to PS4 still? Well,
is Sony like funding the whole thing?
I don't know if Sony's funding it, but it definitely was pitched
like it was an exclusive.
As an exclusive. I mean, who knows? Maybe Square's like, hey, it's taken us X long, like, we need to get some sales on Xbox just to cover our bet on this. But the Division 2 seems legit. Beyond Good and Evil 2, Jeff.
That game's been announced, like, I feel like 90 times, right?
Yep.
And they actually showed it at, like, was it last year or the year before?
Yeah, it's like, it hasn't been a long, long time.
But what they showed was, like, nothing. So I don't know.
Yeah, it was last E3 they showed a new trailer, right? But it was just a CG trailer. Like, there was no gameplay. It was just kind of a conceptual thing.
They did do some gameplay afterwards, though. Like, okay. And it was like, it looked like a skeleton of a world. Like, it was like a long way off, you know? So I don't know. I'd be surprised. Like, I'd be surprised if it had a date, even if it was next year for Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Right.
What?
Dragon Quest
2. What were you saying?
Like, that. Maybe they mean Dragon Quest Builders 2, but like Dragon Quest is on like fucking 12 or something at this point. Like,
it's got to be Builders 2, but I thought there was a Builders 2.
Yeah, I don't know. I never played Builders, so. Or maybe that's already announced. And
the thing that makes me hopeful that this is partial is the Nintendo Switch lineup, because it's not much. Super Smash Brothers, which Nintendo has said is coming this year.
We know that's coming.
Metroid Prime 4, which they've announced, but I don't, and who knows what date they'll set for that. And that's pretty much it. The NBA 2K.
Yeah, and if we go by what Fozzie said about NBA 2K on the Switch, that's the worst way to play it. So.
Yeah.
Last one was not good.
There's no way that's all Nintendo's bringing to the table for E3. Like, even they, like, as a first party, will have something more than that.
Yeah. Well, where's Pokemon? We know Pokemon.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, they announce it. You got to deliver.
Yeah. But Splinter Cell, that sounds like maybe possible, right?
That was the one I got kind of excited about, because I'm like, you know, I've been saying I'm like a new Splinter Cell.
So are you guys excited for Just Cause 4?
No.
No.
3 was so boring.
I like how we totally both like, we're like so definitive on that. And we both liked Just Cause 2, I think.
Yes, we thought that game was awesome. And 3 was just, all right, let's go blow stuff up and blow more up. And
I mean, that's kind of what 2 was, but 3 was just like, let's do this again.
Yeah.
With nothing new.
Right. What a waste of a game. I feel bad for Just Cause 3. Game should have been better than it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really give a fuck about that. Splinter Cell, though. Like I said, that gets me excited, man, a little bit. And I do believe Splinter Cell is real.
And evidently this Insurgency Sandstorm is a real game as well.
I didn't see that.
It is. It's next to Splinter Cell.
Oh, yeah. Lego.
Yeah. It's evidently a sequel to a game called Insurgency. I don't know what it is. The Last of Us 2 seems maybe. I don't think that's coming this year, but maybe. What's weird is that other zombie game from Sony's not on here, right?
Days Gone.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this: like, if this is kind of what we're coming out of E3 with, which me personally, it's not enough. What do you guys think? Like, I don't know. There's a couple things like, yeah, I'd play that. That sounds fun, but
yeah, no.
There's enough announced for this fall already that, you know, you can get excited.
I don't know.
E3.
I'm excited for Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Redemption
and Spider-Man and Battlefield World War II, and there's games coming.
Which also weird. That's not on here,
right?
Like, the games that have been announced.
Right, games we know about already that aren't
like,
on the list.
Like, where's Blops 4?
Right. Well, maybe that's, you know, they didn't bother to show that, this leak or whatever, because we know those are coming. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but we do know some of these are coming. Like, I mean, they're real games. We know The Last of Us 2 is a real game.
True. Yeah, we know Metroid Prime is a real game.
Yeah, Smash and NBA 2K19. You can pretty much guarantee they're bringing another one of those. I don't know. The whole thing seems a little weird. I really just want to see some new games that are not sequels from people. Not that I don't like sequels. Like,
yeah. Well, and the thing about like speculation is you can't speculate as to what that new idea is going to be, or you just have to say, yeah, I want to see something new. Like, I don't know what it is. You show me. Suck. What is it?
Like, it could totally suck. I just want to, you know, like, look, I like Gears. I will play Gears 5. I will play Halo 6, but I would be more excited about like something new that we haven't seen before.
It's something that we've kind of talked about a couple times, for I'm sure, on here, which is like last generation, there were all these games that like defined that generation that, you know, that were new, like Gears of War. And then this generation has just been sequels to that. Like, where is the new big new things? Like, there hasn't really been much in on like, especially the Microsoft front. Like, what have they, like Sea of Thieves has been like the only thing I could think of off the top of my head. It was them trying to take a stab at something new, and it was
right
not great.
Well, they took a stab with Sunset Overdrive. They took a stab with Recoil.
Okay, yeah.
Should we try Sea of Thieves again? Should we play that again? Because I feel like they've fixed a lot of the issues, or at least they said they have. So maybe we should go back and.
I think the game was fundamentally fun off the bat. It's just there's no reason to play it. Like, there's nothing other than just the pure joy of like, hey, let's fuck around. Like,
I mean, I'm certainly up for playing it again with you guys. I'll have to re-download it, but.
I feel like something like that, if you add achievements into the mix, which have been fixed finally, like there's like something to progress to.
Something to chase.
Right. Because that was kind of the problem. Like, why am I doing stuff? And the game really never answers that question other than because it's fun.
Right. There's no competitive side to it, right? Like, so it's not like I'm beating the other team and there were no achievements really that were you were striving towards, and there's no like leveling system that you're like, you know, unlocking things. So
right.
I'm willing to give it another shot if you all want, but
I would be willing to play it except for the fact that I do not own it and I do not have Game Pass anymore.
How do you not have Game Pass?
I don't need it.
Here's something. You can go on to Bing, you can search and get points, and you can get enough points every month to have the Game Pass for free.
Just use Bing.
Yeah,
I never set all that shit up. It's just such a.
It's so easy. It's
easy. Just go on, do a like use Edge as a browser.
Yep.
And do the rewards thing. Like, there's quizzes. You don't even really need to search all that much. You can do their quizzes once a day.
I hop in like once a day for like 5 minutes, and that gets me free Game Pass every month. Yeah.
Is that part of like the Microsoft rewards thing, or is that
yes.
like a separate
Oh yes. Thing? Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And they've lumped them all together too now, because the rewards for Xbox are now the same as the rewards that you get through Bing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's and there's that new game coming out in 2 weeks, right? State of Decay 2.
Yeah.
So.
I decided I don't care. Like, I remember I bought it the first one like way after the hype of it, and I like tried getting into it and I couldn't.
So. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but with zombies and base building.
I think that's either overselling it or underselling Grand Theft Auto, because I don't know.
I mean, it's that type of game. It's a third.
Yeah, it's open world. Yeah, but I just couldn't get into any of it. Like, I could get in the base building. I don't know if it was like that's all it is, then I don't care. Like,
I mean, there's a story to the first one. It's just like a lot of it is, you know, you're trying to keep your survivors alive, and then you're, you know, progressing through that story and seeing the more and more crazy shit that happens and moving your base around. And I like it. I think it's pretty cool. But I could see where some people be like, I'm not into this.
Well, I shouldn't ask if you're getting it. You're getting it. You have.
I mean, I have Game Pass, so I'm going to give it a shot. So,
well, I'll see what you guys have to say about it. But like, I did not really, like I said, I couldn't get into the first one. I gave it probably 3 to 5 hours, and I was just like, "Fuck this!" Never touched it again.
That's fair.
Didn't hate it, but didn't have enough there for me that I liked.
Yeah. Where's Crackdown 3 on that list? That game doesn't exist.
Yeah,
right? That's what that is, right? That game doesn't exist.
I'm pretty sure. Like,
Crackdown's not that like advanced. Like, there's not much to Crackdown 1, was there? It was just like jump around, collect orbs, and kill bosses, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, that, you mean to tell me you can't release
something resembling that? That's like somewhat passable.
That was like, literally all that first game was, and that's why it was.
It sounds fun.
Kind of so good. It was just like you could approach the bosses in any way you wanted. And the orbs were scattered around the city. The more orbs you got, that was how you kind of like upgraded your character, right? So, yeah. I really like that first game. That second game is terrible. And I am not have high hopes for 3. So,
it's too bad because I never got into that series at all. Like, even the first one, I played it. Like, I think it was when I was working at GameStop, so I just checked the game out, and I went to play it online. Some guy was just like, "Here, man, I'll just take you and kill all the bosses," and like that's what I did, and that's all I played of it. I was like, I don't know, it was okay, I guess, but like I didn't play it right, you know. Like some guy just literally just took me around the whole game and beat it for me in an hour. It was like, all right, cool. So, but like the idea, like I love. Like platforming through like a huge open world like that, especially with those big ass jumps that they have in that game, and like collecting orbs, like I'm totally down for all that shit. So like if they got it right for Crackdown 3, I would at least like sign up for Game Pass to play it, you know?
Yeah,
but it's seeming more and more like it's never gonna happen.
Nope, you're doomed.
Yeah, that's not a real game.
But like again, like we said, it was there's not much to it. Like come on. Give us whatever shitty product you have. Just give it to us. Especially, you know, throw it on the game, make it a Game Pass exclusive. Whatever, do something.
Was there anything else news wise? I think that might have been it.
Those are the two big things I wanted to get to.
Let me check real quick. There was a question that came in. Baxter asks, what are some of your favorite moments you've experienced in a Bethesda game?
Yeah.
Bethesda game.
Elder Scrolls 4, also Fallout 3, coming outside for the first time.
Yes. Yeah. That Fallout 3 is phenomenal in that.
Yeah.
One thing I've always liked was this one mission in New Vegas that was like something to do with like a robot prostitute or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the specifics of it, but I remember just being like, this is like super fucking like raunchy shit. And it was kind of like neat and clever too. Like,
right.
I kind of like really dig that game, but that's like the first one that comes to mind. I'm trying to think of it, like anything like goofy that's like
battling
specific
to a dragon in Skyrim. Is always a trip.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like killing like NPCs and you're like, oh god, the guy I used to buy stuff from is dead because this dragon's attacking.
I remember Fallout 3 Megaton when you're talking to that guy.
Oh, blowing up Megaton.
And he's like, do you want to, like, you get the tears or whatever? And of course, I want to see that fucking shit blow up.
Yeah.
So,
I think that was the only Fallout, well, I guess they didn't have this in the newest one, the whole like good, evil, neutral thing. But I totally started off evil because of Megaton. I was like, I can't not blow that off. I got to see that town's got to go. I'm sorry. Sorry, Megaton.
Yeah, I'd love to do like an evil playthrough. I don't know if that's like, I'm sure you could try it, kind of play that way. God, something else I was just thinking of just slipped my mind. Oh, like the weird, like when the 1950s type, like black and white sequence that's in Fallout 3.
In that random building?
I want to say it was like in a suburban neighborhood or whatever. Like it's like this weird fucking. I think it's Fallout 3. I don't know.
I remember there's one building I went into in Fallout 3 where it would. You would like see stuff from the past when you walk through the building. And it didn't seem to be story related. It was just like, oh my god, I'm looking at like what happened before.
I feel like this was like a scripted thing that definitely happened to everybody that played through it, but where it almost played out like a slasher movie or something. But again, details, it's been, you know, 10 years. It's
forever.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think like weird quirky things that like happened that like were organic, that's something I did, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Ran into some people that I think they were vampires in Fallout 3.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it at first. Like, it was just really weird.
And so you became a vampire and joined them.
No, I think they did give me that option at the end. Like, would you like to join us? And I think I chose no. It's like, no, you guys are weird. Like, there's a lot of cool things. I do think like those opening moments, though, those scripted moments in Fallout, that culminate with you leaving the vault are always
great.
Like just the setup, and then it kind of like loosens up on. You know, the linearity of it, but
see, I can't wait till I get out into like the open world for the first time. Like, I want to get past that stuff so bad.
Oh, sure. So that open thing is just that.
That's the feeling you want is to, when you walk out into that world, right. And you're like,
yeah,
for you.
You have that same moment occurs in Elder Scrolls 4 too.
Absolutely.
When you get out of the
cells or whatever, like, yeah.
Here's this whole world at your oyster. Except it's not, because most of it will kill you.
Yes, it's true. But...
including the giant oysters.
Those are the worst, actually.
Bethesda games have some great moments in them that are just like created by you playing. So,
is there any chance we get to see like a new, say, Elder Scrolls at E3? Or even an announcement of it?
I doubt it. Although I did... I mean, there's rumors that they are working on, like, a space-type game.
Ooh.
Like, that team. So maybe we see that. Starfield, I think, is what it was called.
Really? I had heard
Starfield. That. Interesting.
I don't think we're going to see an Elder Scrolls for a little bit, because they're still doing stuff for Elder Scrolls Online, which has evidently turned into a good game, I guess. I own it, I just haven't played it yet. But I played that beta, and it was really bad.
Hmm.
But online, yeah. But
that's way back, though, right? Like,
yeah.
It could be good now, right?
Yeah. Well, and I've heard from multiple people that it has improved a lot. And a friend of ours, Josh.
Yeah.
I think it's like the only game he plays now. So. But yeah. So that's it for that. I'm gonna try and play some more God of War. Maybe wrap it up.
I'm gonna do more than try.
Okay.
I will be the God of War.
All right. Tony will be the God of War.
That's right.
I will just try not to kill the kid.
I mean, you're pretty far too, Chris. Like, I want to say that's right around the 2/3 mark is when you get that.
Can I turn into an animal?
Oh, yes. Way after you tell him.
That's my favorite moment of the entire game. I could not stop laughing.
That was
like funny. That is a perfect little kid moment right there. That is exactly what would happen. You're like, I confess this great thing. It's like the the apex of my entire life. Like, I've been avoiding this,
yeah.
and I'm finally going to tell you. And the kid's like, oh, okay. Can I go play now?
I did not catch that. Maybe I either.
That's totally like, it's totally like if you've been in that moment with your kid where you've.
Yeah, it's like either I wasn't paying attention or I didn't recognize.
You know, there are some kids out there who have two moms. Okay.
That is true.
Can I have more ice cream?
Right.
Yeah, it's I got that right after leaving the Freya's house.
Yeah.
Like you're after you heal him, so. yeah, that was funny. Like the whole.
It's like it's whoever did the dialogue for him. It's just it's so on point. I love it.
All right, well, Tony is going to go be the God of War. I will try to beat the God of War. And Jeff is... I don't know what Jeff's doing.
I honestly don't know.
War. Yeah.
I honestly don't know either. I might be watching more movies. I might try to knock out like more perfect like run-throughs of levels of Donkey Kong. I don't know.
How about Jeff Far Cry 5?
Is it on sale?
I have an unplayed copy sitting right here. It's waiting for me to finish God of War.
Did you get it on sale?
So I got it. I had to. I bought my PS4 Pro on Newegg, and I always use the Newegg credit card. And you get a year to pay it off if you spend $500 or more. So I needed to buy like two games with it. And one of those games was Far Cry 5.
It's $49 on Amazon right now.
The other one was MLB The Show, which I also need to play. But God of War first.
Yeah, I would finish God of War.
The thing about Far Cry 5 is, like, I know it's going to be uninspired. I'm just going to find it to be a whatever game. But that's a perfect filler game. You know what I mean?
Well, there's stuff coming out this month, right? Like
I not a what? Time. I honestly I don't know what. The only thing I'm looking forward to is Mario Tennis in late June. So
there's that Genesis collection, right? It's the end of the month.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get that, but we'll see how much I play that. I'm gonna get it for sure because like it's a good deal, but like I am really not a huge fan of Genesis games outside of Sonic. So
that's shame.
Like what, I don't know. What do you think is like really good on the Genesis? Like, I don't know. It's like, it seems like a beat 'em up type console and I don't like beat 'em ups.
Let's see what's on this list here. I mean, you have your Sonics, you have, you know, Sonic 1,
which I like, two. I like them all. Yeah.
Shining Force 2 are good games. They're like,
oh yeah, RPGs,
strategy RPGs. Phantasy Star 2, 3, and 4 are good. They're just straight up JRPGs. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Okay, I do love that game.
Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle is pretty good. That's a like another like 2D platformer. Has Toe Jam and Earl.
Okay.
Two Toe Jam and Earl games. And Wonder Boy 3 and Wonder Boy and Monster World. They're both pretty good.
Aren't one of those like the one remaster one that you just played?
Wonder Boy 3 is the one that I have on Switch. Revenge of Shinobi is pretty good. There's a good selection of games here. It's not the best, but
well, I always struggle with like the Genesis where I'm like I'm not gonna play those RPGs. I'll tell you that. Like, this is not happening.
Phantasy Star 3 and 4 are excellent.
I'm sure, but dude, I didn't play through the Final Fantasy on Super Nintendo, and that's like a lot of people's favorite game ever. So I played through it. I played 5 hours, and I was like, it's good, but it's not enough to like. I'm gonna sit here and
play this. For
Like I got it. I'm like, oh, I get it. It's good, cool. I see what people saw in it. Like,
Yeah, I mean, there's the three Streets of Rage games, which are pretty good. I'm not a fan of Golden Axe, but there's three of them.
By the way, the Streets of Rage, I think, is currently free on Xbox.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it is all three games. You get one, two, and three. Yeah, yes. I did not realize that. I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Free so I played through two. Yeah.
Does it have like save states where you can save in the middle? And
I think it does. I think it does, but I wasn't using it because I didn't care. So I just played through. I played through two until I ran out of lives, and I was just like,
I'm done.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, so I think Hyrule Warriors also comes out on Switch.
Yeah, no.
Not a fan.
I tried that shit on the Wii U. It was like okay as like a rental, but nah.
Yeah, it's basically Dynasty Warriors but with Zelda characters, so.
And like, yeah, like that was my first introduction to like one of those games, and I was like, it's okay, but
it's just I would never care about it.
Yeah. Well, there's a little more to that. You're kind of like managing a battlefield, but it's like, it's again, yeah.
Yeah, you run from one side of the battlefield to the other.
Slashing shit up on your side, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe Jeff won't play anything, so.
I'll be playing something.
SSX3.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Pete will be back next week. We can maybe we just have a big God of War talk.
And get it all out.
Yeah, we are coming up soon on E3, so I'm sure we'll be doing some predictions as well.
Yeah. Wario World 2, baby.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
you were requesting Wario World for E3.
I mean, those games are fun.
Yeah.
I'm talking specifically, though, a sequel to the GameCube one, which was like kind of a more 3D-ish one.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 2D, whatchamacallit? 2D / 3D?
Yep.
I forgot the word, but
2.5D?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I would take a new just Wario Land like the one that was on the Wii. Like those are fun. I could see it happening maybe, but I would like to see Nintendo like kind of like really lean into Wario and like give them like a big AAA fucking 3D platformer. Like that'd be fun.
Wario Odyssey.
Yeah, have a rotten day. Like it'd be great.
I would play that.
Fuck yeah, dude. Like I'd be so stoked for that, yeah. But I doubt that'll happen, but it'd be cool.
No.
Yeah, not at all. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.